I am such a big mess right now. All because of this damn coffee. I know it's so bad for me. I know that it just makes my anxieties worse. But I can't help it. It's so comforting when I'm drinking it that even though I know it's going to turn me into a hot fucking mess 20 minutes later, like I am right now, I still can't help but indulge and give in to my cravings. I've had my last cup of coffee like 2 hours ago. And I'm still feeling the effects of it. My thoughts are rushing. My hands are starting to get a little bit shaky. It's getting a little bad. And yet, I have another glass of coffee right here in front of me. I know that if I drink this, it's going to keep me up for yet another night. I know exactly what this is going to do to me. But I still want it just as bad. Oh boy. You know, other than this, I have been such a good girl. I've been studying for my exams. I've been eating right. I've been working out whenever I get the time. I've been helping out all my friends, even though they choose to call me in the middle of the night, right when I have my hands down my pants. I still put everything aside and help them out. It takes a lot of self-discipline and self-control. I can do all of that, but for some reason I cannot get a grip over my coffee addiction. Instead of me having control over it, it controls me. Oh. I enjoy the shit out of all kinds of coffee, but I can do without pretty much most of them, except for my iced coffee. You know, cold brewed overnight with a little bit of sugar and lemon. Oh, and lots of ice. Cold brewing it makes it taste so much sweeter. When you brew it in hot water, it draws out all the bitters and acids. So it's almost sharp tasting. But when you brew it in cold water, it has this really sweet and fragrant and full-bodied flavor. Oh, it's so delicious. And the fragrance too, the aroma, it's so much stronger as well. I can smell it right now, and just that smell is giving me the rush. I can tell exactly how it's going to taste in my mouth. Bittersweet and lemony, perfectly balanced. as all things should be. Fuck. And, you know, you know, every time I take that first sip, I can feel that ice cold coffee going down my throat into my gut. Oh, and it sends fuck. It sends shivers down my spine every fucking time. It gives me goosebumps. And that, the cold shivers, they make my nipples hard. And feeling my nipples like that, it almost instantaneously turns me on. So I've basically just unintentionally conditioned myself to get sexually aroused at the smell and taste of coffee. Just a funny thought to think about. I should have realized that my coffee addiction was a problem long before any of this started happening, right? Oh boy. I almost have no control over it anymore. And all I keep thinking about is how badly I want somebody to take over. How badly I want somebody to just take this cup of coffee away from me and tell me not to drink it. I don't want to think anymore. I don't want to make decisions. I just want to surrender. I want them to own me. I want them to have me sit on their lap, right here in this chair, in front of this cup of coffee. And I want him to whisper. I want him to ask me, what do you want? Do you want this coffee? Or do you want me? Oh, but I want this cup of coffee so bad. But I can't tell them that now, can I? I want to be their good little girl. I want them to be proud of me. I can't have him thinking that I'm this weak and pathetic for a stupid cup of coffee. And he figures why I'm hesitating. So he takes a sip from my coffee. He holds me by my face, grabs my jaw, and he turns me towards them. And he kisses me. Oh, letting me taste how delicious that coffee is. Teasing me with his lips. Teasing my tongue and my taste buds. And he asks me again. He says, do you want this coffee, sweet girl? And I nod, I say, yeah. So, I want this coffee so bad right now. And I can see the look of disappointment in his eyes. I can see his face changing. And he tells me that I chose poorly and that I'm gonna have to pay. He takes an ice cube out of that glass. And he brings it to my lips. Oh, teasing me with that taste. Oh, teasing me with that taste I've been craving for. And all I can do is just bite onto my lip and suckle and savor every little drop of that coffee. Oh, and then he brushes my hair off my neck, and he brings that ice cube to my neck. Oh, trailing it down. Oh, holding it there, making sure it hurts, it stings. And the water melting off of that ice cube. Trickling down my shoulder and my chest, sending cold shivers down my spine. Oh, and the ice, it melts off almost immediately from how turned on and hot I am. From the thought of him taking control. From the thought of him doing all these things to me. Oh. And then he leans down. And he starts smooching. And biting the water off of my neck. His smooches and his warm breath. Oh, they feel so nice on my aching skin, but the bites, they sting. They hurt. Leaving marks on me. Oh, it's so conflicting. The pain and the pleasure. I don't know which one I like more, but I know I just want more. Then he tells me to sit up, to lean up off of his chest. He takes my shirt off. He pulls me in close again. He starts running his fingers along my sides. The fingers still cold. Making me shiver and squirm on his lap. It's almost painful having his fingers so close to me, but not have his pleasing touch. And then his soft, feathery touch. It digs into my hips, it turns into a grab, and he pushes me off of him. He makes me stand up. And he turns me around to face him. And he's still running his fingers down my belly. And I can see him smirking from watching the reactions he gets out of me. He unbuttons and unzips my pants. And he yanks them off me. Yanks off my panties too. I'm almost offended he didn't take time to adore me or my body. He turns me back around. He makes me sit on his lap again. Takes another ice cube. And he trails it down my shoulder. He brings it down to the sides of my boobies. Bringing it all the way down to my belly. And then he lifts that ice cube off of my skin. And without any warning, he just places it on my nipple. Then he takes that ice cube off. Giving me a little break before doing the same thing to my other nipple. And the water brings that ice cube down to my belly. And he trails it down. And then he slides it between my sled. Gentle and soft at first. Oh, it's comforting having that ice cube cooling me down. But then he brings it to my clit. Gentle little circles at first. Oh, but then he holds it down. He presses it down on my clit. Slides it down again. Oh, whatever's left of that little ice cube. And he holds it at my entrance. Drawing attention to how wet and warm, almost hot I am, how engorged I am for him. And the ice, it melts off almost immediately from how turned on I am for him. One of his fingers and he pushes it inside of me as gently and slowly as he can. Letting me feel how cold he is and how warm I am wrapped around him. Oh. And then he starts pulling it out even slower, and it's such a painful tease. All I could do is just clench so hard around him. Clench so tight. And hope that I'd be able to make him stay. Pleading and begging with my needy little pussy. Out. And then he brings his finger to my mouth. Letting me taste how sweet and wet I am for him. Oh, that taste. That taste is almost as sweet as my coffee right now. And I don't know which one I want more. And then he holds me close. He wraps his arms around me. And he says, "It's understandable. It's understandable to want comfort when you're stressed like this." He knows how hard I've been working. He knows how stressed I've been. And he reminds me that that's what he's here for. He's here to take care of me. He's here to give me all the comfort I ever need. Oh, he slides his hand under my knee. And he props my leg up on that armrest. Giving him more room to play with. And then he spits on his hand. And he brings it down. To my needy pussy. And he gently starts petting that needy, throbbing little pussy. Oh. Oh, that feels so good. He knows how much of a hard time I get reaching an orgasm. When I'm stressed like this, when I have so many things going on through my head, he knows I can almost never do it on my own. So he says that he's here to give me that much needed push, to reach that much needed orgasm, that much needed release. He tells me that he's here to help. He's here to help me relax. All I need to do is forget about all my problems and just come. All I need to do is just reach an orgasm, and if I do that, I can have that cup of coffee, and I can have him, and I can have that sweet, sweet orgasm. Oh. He says that I deserve this. I deserve this break. I've been working so hard. I deserve. He starts rubbing my clit. How to take care of me. He knows exactly what I like. And he does it so much better than I do. Exactly what I needed right now. I needed to be taken care of. His touch. Oh, firm but gentle. On my grip. Makes me squirm. It makes me feel myself dripping down on his pants. Oh, fuck. I can feel the buttons of his shirt against my back. Oh, I can feel his chest rising and falling with every breath he takes. Just makes me want him more. He slides his fingers down to my entrance. And then he pushes them deep inside. Stretching me out around his fingers, curling them up playing with that G-spot. this for too long. He knows that I'm gonna curse myself if I waste too much time. Myself for the rest of the night. And I don't get to have that coffee. He gets to decide when the countdown starts. Ugh. wanna touch myself. Not anymore. His fingers out gently just to not hurt me. And then he cups my pussy with his hand. Comforting me. It's all right. And then he brings his fingers to my mouth. He says, that's all I get to have for tonight. He gets up. Leaving me a hot mess on that chair. Coffee away. He tells me to clean up and get back to study. And if I'm good enough, you might just reconsider giving me one of these breaks again.